I think that's all it's dropping. But luckily signed it, like, in such a way where it was okay.
I'm Jake. The only thing, I've been looking forward to this session. The only thing bad about it is always uncomfortable introducing it. We'll just call it selling on WordPress. You guys can introduce themselves. Probably need no introduction. The only thing I want to do first is be the bad topic. We've had people, we're trying really hard to get great recordings that we put up on WordPress.tv. I think this content's going to be great for a lot of different audiences to see. The only problem is getting a lot of people randomly shouting out questions, which I love from an audience participation perspective, but nothing makes more boring video than a guy talk for 5 minutes, a minute of silence, and an answer. So if you have a question, it's great. Raise your hand. A volunteer is going to go around with his mic. They will find you and hand it to you and get you in. With that, I'll turn it over to... we're recording this part. Go ahead. Yeah, my volunteers will be around the room again. If you just raise your hand, they'll definitely see you. So, Jonathan, take it away.
Thank you. My name is Jonathan Davis from InGenesis Limited, developer of the Shop plugin for WordPress, which is, of course, an e-commerce plugin that helps you build and run custom e-commerce sites. Which is a slight slant on what people may expect, because Shop is not as turnkey as most applications might be, being that e-commerce is such a huge problem. In fact, John Hagel said that what we know is that the E in e-commerce does not stand for easy. There's a reason for that. I mean, it is just hard stuff, no matter how you crack it. There are so many moving parts to make e-commerce work effectively for everyone. One of the first pieces to this is when we start looking for the right answer. What's the solution? And I know a lot of people tend to try and find, from the developer perspective, you're looking for a solution that fits all of your client needs. In different scenarios, you're finding whatever one has the most done for you to fit whatever project you're working on. And we run into all kinds of issues when we start looking for solutions, you know. Like, how many people here have been involved in an e-commerce project already? And how many people have run into problems with running e-commerce? Yeah. So we run into problems, common problems, with every system that's out there. You know, they tend to box in your designs, so they're very limiting, terrible constraints. You go to the old standbys that are rock solid and they're not supporting today's standards. You either have too many features and the end merchant can't use it, they can't figure it out. They have too little features, so you're ending up doing all the work, essentially, and rolling your own e-commerce solution. Or you'll find the right tool, but maybe it doesn't have good content management because it's e-commerce, it's built to do e-commerce. And this is where the pairing of WordPress and e-commerce comes into play. You know, every e-commerce project really needs these two integral pieces solved. You have the content management system and the e-commerce engine. So we're really talking about finding the right mix of both. And WordPress really gets it right. It's functional, flexible, and flip and easy for most anybody to use, right? So a lot of people are already like, man, WordPress would be so great if I just had the e-commerce piece. This would be the perfect platform to roll things out with. That's where Shop comes in, because we are built on the same premise, functional, flexible, and flip and easy to use. So just like WordPress, we are designed to be as extensible as possible. So it's not as much about us getting the out-of-the-box features working right the first time. I mean, we have tons of out-of-the-box features. We've got the hierarchical categories and subcategories, product catalog search, you know, grid list view, email notifications. The list goes on. I mean, here's our features list page. There's hundreds of out-of-the-box features that we do. 14 payment systems supported, both on-site and remote checkout systems. 10 shipping rate calculators. I mean, hundreds. But the one that matters most, and this is core to what Shop is about and how it was designed, is it's designed to be redesigned and not get in the way of whatever crazy development ideas your team has come up with. So I'm going to start with some, going over with some examples. Midnight Oil Productions is a site that rolled out with SHOP around 2008, or 2009 is when it started. These guys do videos and image resources for churches to do worship services and, you know, multi-sensory worship services. So they're providing basically a digital download, digital product for download. They got started back in 2005, launched on Zencart, not a good content management system at the time, especially was available for them. So they did a lot of hack work in just custom PHP pages alongside of Zencart. So in about, at the fall of 2008, they decided to start looking for alternatives. They decided to go the route of using WordPress. They knew they wanted to use WordPress as a content management system, and they were hopeful to find an e-commerce solution, not entirely happy with the ones that were already in the marketplace. As you can see, then they launched in 2009. It took about 500 hours to design, and these guys are doing it for themselves. They didn't hire a developer. They had to learn PHP on their own. So it was really for them, WordPress enabled them to get about 50% of the way with that content management system. They did have a lot of content to manage. But then the e-commerce piece ended up being a big puzzle. So SHOP came on the scene, and we launched we launched December 30th in 2008. And so they caught us right at the beginning. And we were able to help kind of guide them as being one of our first bigger projects to get rolled out with SHOP. This is where this story gets really good. So just to highlight, here's how they're using WordPress as not just blogging software. And that's really the rub, is a lot of people believe that WordPress is designed for blogs, so we must always use it for blogs. But it can be used in so many other creative ways. It really has the underpinnings of a great content management system. So they have different pages styled to their theme, custom styles for different pages because of the way how great WordPress is architected for handling theme templates. They've also they've got 350 products, which obviously includes the digital downloads. They also do some ship products like DVDs and CDs. They have seminar tickets that they also sell through this. So they're using SHOP to power the gamut of their business. They have 18,000 customers running on this site using PowerShop and WordPress. Now this includes, because of the way SHOP works, SHOP actually has three modes of operation. It can run without any account system, in which customers just get logged, in more of a historical log of your customers, so you'll see duplicate customers sometimes. It can also run in account mode by itself, so you have your WordPress users and your SHOP customers, and they're kind of separated. And then you can also integrate them together, so SHOP will, when you're going through checkout, it will create the WordPress user account at the same time that it's creating its own customer record, and then link those together whenever that user logs in through WordPress. Because of the great extensibility of WordPress, it can automatically log them in for SHOP as well and fill out the checkout form for them on return visit. So that's kind of how they're using it here today. So this is an example of what they've done with their product page. SHOP has kind of an out-of-the-box catalog experience that people can expect. They've customized it to use to show the hot products or best-selling products first. The out-of-the-box experience actually includes four what we call smart categories that dynamically find the products by certain criteria and build the list dynamically. So this, in this particular case, it's using past sales to build the list of top-selling products for you automatically right out of the box. And they've just customized their layout to only include that on the front page. You can see they've got links to new products, weekly specials. You'll see some of that. Using sidebar widgets, which are supported in SHOP, they've included the category hierarchy for their products. Categories in SHOP are separate from categories in WordPress. While some people might think that that's not a great approach, really has a lot more benefits than it does drawbacks. The shopping cart, which can include the current status of the cart, but also, which they did implement on this site, they did some Ajax as well, so that when you click the add to cart button, it'll show up in the shopping cart right away. Here's the weekly specials showcasing on sale products. You can see the pagination gets built. This is an example of just a product page, which they set to just have a smaller preview of the product, your add to cart, and pricing information, which can show you original price, sale prices, and any savings. A full-length description, which uses the WordPress, if you're familiar with the TinyMC editor that's built into the WordPress post editor, we use the same engine. So you have full HTML markup capability right in your description. We use the same WordPress content filters, so you can even use plugins that tie into that to handle shortcodes, for example. This is just an example of the out-of-the-box technology. We include Thickbox by jQuery plugin to showcase the Zoom images. They've decided to go with just stock, so this is kind of an example of what you'd see on your own store if you have products and you're doing Zooms. We also support variations, which they've made use of on their t-shirts, which is a perfect model for what variations are. You can see that we've got two different facets of properties on a shirt, color and size, so shop is able to, in a very intuitive and easy way, build these complex variations for you, and you get to manage every aspect of those variations, the price, the sale price, inventory for every variation, weight and shipping information. Yeah, this is how it...
Does that change the image when you have a different pull-down? If you went to red, does it show a red image?
The question was, if you switch the menus, will it automatically change the image? No, it won't, but that doesn't stop you, anyone. Again, it wouldn't stop you from being able to make it do that. It just doesn't do it out of the box. Here's where they're selling their seminar tickets. As you can see, this is an example where the pricing shows up, so you see the price difference between the different options. And here, adding it to the cart, well, actually, they've employed Ajax, which I can't really represent very well in this presentation, but it shows up and scrolls down, animates down to show, reveal the product that was last added to the cart without ever leaving the page. So that's not a default feature, or that's not a default setting, but it is a supported feature, and all it takes is one little option tag in order to enable that functionality. This is an example of kind of the checkout experience. They're making use of the UPS and FedEx shipping rates modules that are add-ons that we have available for shop to get live shipping rates for products and the stylized checkout form. Now, you'll notice how well they've integrated shop to make it really look like part of their site. And this is due to some of the architecture work that's gone into giving a really rich language within shop, so that you can surround shop elements with standard markup. So this is really all done with standard markup and CSS. They've also integrated a custom sign-up form. The sign-up form was used specifically to create WordPress user accounts, but also then shop customer records at the same time. So they have done some custom development work even within what shop does. So here's where the numbers get interesting, the result. They started out with 3.6 thousand unique visitors, which is probably the best metric, more or less, to really gauge growth by, and ended up when they launched WordPress. Now, this was 3.6K visits in January 2009, just prior to the launch. Of which the previous year, the numbers for January were much higher. But when they launched this initiative in February of 2009, they hit 10,000. And they've been able to maintain this average of about 10,000 unique visitors. This is not hits. This is not page views. This is unique visitors hitting the site every month. 223% growth in revenue, which contributed to about a 28% growth in actual gross profit for their company. You know, they're doing other initiatives like running seminars, so this contributed to their bottom line by leaps and bounds. So in case you're falling asleep, I decided to throw in Cheeky Beach, which is, this is more of an implementation story, but what it shows, besides the content, which is, I'll tell you what, just having the support sites like this all day, just helps life. This implementation, though, showcases something very important. As good as you saw Midnight Oil presenting their products, this does it in a totally different way. They were not boxed in by what we told them they had to showcase their products. So this is a startup brand featuring clothing for ladies with a little extra. It was developed by a company, so this is another situation where, as opposed to Midnight Oil, where they did everything themselves, this was done by a company for a client. So we interfaced primarily with the development team for this. Here is a representation of how they list the products, and you can see it's a totally different style than what we saw in Midnight Oil production. This is because they're making use of that standards markup and CSS and the framework that's built into Shop to make it customizable. This is an example of a product page. They implemented a jQuery plugin to do their own Zoom technique. And this is an example of where Shop is designed to be redesigned. They were able to completely override what we do, no barriers, and they were able to implement a totally different system for doing any kind of Zoom feature they want to showcase their product. So you can actually drag your cursor around this image then and flip it. So, and this is a great technique for selling products because it really shows off the products, you know, shows off the clothing. And the descriptions, they use the jQuery plugin so that when clicking on the tabs, it gives a nice transition between as you're cycling through the descriptions of the product. They've done thumbnails down the side instead of across the bottom, which is what Shop has out of the box. So, again, they're not limited just because this is the way we set it up. They've got total flexibility. Adding to the cart shows up in the right. So instead of using a sidebar widget down the side, they were able to use our widget tree to put it up in the upper right, this sort of tool nav. And the cart page, which looks incredibly different from the Midnight Oil. It has a lot of the same elements because that's what carts have to show. But they've customized buttons, they've customized opt-out the total with just CSS. So some other implementations that are of interest. Vibar's site is a Spanish bookstore, you know, different languages and cultures. They're running 10,000 products right now on Shop to show you how well it scales. Now granted, you're not going to get these kind of results on shared hosting. This does take a lot more horsepower, especially with this many products. So they're running a VPS server, but they're running VPS on a 512 meg setup. So it's showing pretty impressive results considering how limited the resources are. This is wallsticker.ro, a Romanian site for doing wall stickers in your house. I love the way that they've customized the catalog page. We have our setup allows you to do grid and list view at the same time, giving the customer the choice of which experience they prefer. This guy has just overridden that to only do the grid view and done a really great job at showcasing the products. KMXUS.com, kind of hard to see here, but it uses a Flash intro, and the links from the Flash can automatically add the product to the cart, so even you're not even limited in technology that you employ in order to get things through your e-commerce system, which can lead to some really creative shopping experiences. Six Shooter Media sells HTML templates and WordPress theme downloads. So, you know, Shop can manage everything from digital downloads to physical products. I Paint Critters, this is a unique one because they're not using the catalog, all of the catalog rendering engine that Shop has out of the box. They've actually decided to import products into Post by using short codes. So they create a post, they use a product short code, and now the product shows up in a Post or a page for them to showcase, rather than going through an entire catalog experience, which just allowed them to achieve some of the goals they were after. So that's what it's about. It's not out-of-the-box stuff, it's outside the box, because that's what we want to do, is reduce any barriers that our developers are finding. And that's my presentation. Thank you.
It's a nice product. I just have a real quick question, now that it's too much of a hassle. Do you have any, does your plugin talk to any of the major banks, merchant account APIs, or even the watered down XML communications with merchant accounts, or Bank of America, for instance, or is it PayPal oriented?
It covers PayPal, authorize.net, or some of the options that you have available. We will be implementing PayFlow Pro, which might get you better integration with different types of merchant accounts from different banks.
Cool.
I know that's an option, and that'll be coming down the pike pretty soon, probably in the next month or two. But we have a number of other payment gateway systems support, like HSBC, eWay Payments, which is more Australian-based, PayJunction. So there are options that are not totally limited to PayPal.
Cool.
How does Shop store its data?
It is all in separate tables outside of WordPress, which is brings up a good point, because deciding which design approach to take, I think it's, at least in WordPress's current form, that will be changing in the future, but WordPress current form gets really messy to try and, you know, plug products into the Post data structure. The WordPress database structure is optimized for what it does, and to try and fit products into that leads to a bunch of metadata living in the meta tables, which can seriously impact performance when you have to do complex magic, query magic, to show a catalog the way we do in the shop. So we decided the best approach to take is to separate that data out and keep it in separate tables. So there's about 16 separate tables that make up shop. We tried to keep the schema as light as possible. I mean, that is very important, and query performance is extremely important.
And does shop have an API or any way to write plugins for it?
Yes, we implement all of the WordPress action hooks, actions and filters, so we have our own custom set of actions and filters that are all documented on our website. We're constantly employing more to give developers more power, and we try to have a very two-way street with our development community so we can find what those walls are and bring them down.
Can I ask, does Shop have a CRM aspect or a custom management?
Again, we're more of an e-commerce platform than a CRM, and there are other tools for doing CRM. What we do is we export customer data so that you can take it to whatever system you might need.
I presume now that you've talked about the different tables, so the pages that we see with products and everything, those are not built on WordPress pages.
In order to have the kind of integration with WordPress, we take a pretty similar tactic that WP e-commerce does, which we'll be going over this in a minute, in that there are four gateway pages that are installed into WordPress by Shop when you activate Shop. This includes the catalog page, the shopping cart, account management, and the checkout page. So in those areas, that's kind of how we funnel the content through WordPress in order to have a tight integration.
And also, we talked about the API, but one of the sessions upstairs today is the external API. So you can write mashups and so forth. Are you tied into the standard WordPress API, external API?
We have two APIs. We're not doing like XML RPC type of functionality for Shopify. But our two main APIs are plugin APIs and template APIs. The template API uses a kind of gateway shop function that allows you to access the shop objects and properties of those objects through templates so that you can call up anything from a product's URL or a category URL. So that's the template API. The plugin API implements filters and action hooks, which are basically making use of WordPress functions to make those hooks come alive. So is that kind of answering what you're after? Okay. We don't have any published internal API like that that is a kind of abstract layer for that type of development. That may be coming, but we're kind of too in flux with what's going to get us the most power and performance and maintainable structure to be there yet.
What is your support like?
Customer support is a mix of, right now it's free support. We will be providing priority support in the near future, which would be a paid support. But most of our support is free in terms of troubleshooting help. Things have gone awry. We have a team of about five individuals right now that are doing community level support, both on our public forum, and then we have kind of a private help desk. There are a lot of times when we just need access to the site to troubleshoot what is happening. So we can take that to a more private channel. We can also, we also set up when necessary to do interactive support. But pretty much it's all done online. We're located out of Ohio, near Dayton, Ohio. The question was what license is the plugin under? It's licensed UGL.
I know you've got the setup where you can go online and try it out. Do you have any way of downloading a demo version so we could play it in our sandbox?
Okay, so the question is there a demo version that can be downloaded for free to try it out? No, there is not. And that's kind of due to the distribution model. Shop is not a free, as in gratis plugin. It's a paid plugin. It's $55 for a single site key. This gets you automatic updates from our servers as we roll things out to make updating payments. And we also have a developer version, a developer key, that allows you to do the same thing across an unlimited number of your client sites. And so that is the premise that we're under because e-commerce is so difficult that to release all of this stuff for free isn't so easy when you get the rush of users. So what we're trying to do is do this slowly. We want to take care of our customers, but we can't take care of all of you at once at the same time. So as Shop has grown in popularity, we are bringing new support resources online every day to make sure we take care of our customers. This is not out of the box, turnkey, now I have an e-commerce site. It can be. There is an out of the box experience. But a lot of times people want to customize and they want to learn how to customize. That's where our support team comes in.
Okay.
Thank you
very
much.
Hello? You guys hear me okay? Very cool? Yes? No? Okay. Don't care. Asleep? Tired? I'm Shane. Hello. I develop at 9 themes. I blog, I tweet, I email. Here's all my stuff. So that's stuff. And I think I misunderstood the whole preparation for this thing. So I didn't make a fancy slideshow like Jonathan did, which is good because I have 3 minutes. So I'm going to kind of wing it. So anyway, I do work for 9 Seeds. I am affiliated with Instinct Entertainment, which does produce WP e-commerce, which is a plugin for WordPress that allows for shopping. They're listed on the repository. You can find them. And what I'm going to do is, very quickly, I'm going to show you, I did a local install of the shopping cart. And again, I'm going to kind of fly through this very quickly.
You got 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, you're 3 minutes.
Now we've got Okay. So I'm gonna go really slow. So I've already set up the shopping cart. I've already activated it. And I'm just gonna set up a product real quick, and then I'm gonna go through some sites that use the product and show you how they work. So here's our screen. We have no products yet. I'm gonna create a product. It's gonna be called Really Cool Thing. Okay, and I'm gonna set a price. This thing is gonna cost $10. I'm gonna put in the description that says, this is really cool and you should buy it. Because that's really what people want to see when they go to the website. Anyway, so again, it's got the visual editor like you're used to in WordPress. So if I want to say I want to make these bold, I can make those bold, whatever. Additional description, I'm going to pick what category it's going to go in. I have a set of categories, but you can set up categories, subcategories to put your products in too. Whether I want to include text on it, is it a donation, shipping information, how much does it weigh, if I want to put a flat rate shipping, I don't want to right now. Before I got here, I set up a variation called color, which like Jonathan showed was, small, medium, large, red, white, blue, any kind of variation on the product. And then I can adjust the price on those variations. So say black's going to cost $10, white's going to cost $20, and red, for some reason, is going to cost $30. I don't know why, but it does. And then I'm going to go down, and I'm going to pick a product image, which I have already downloaded to my computer, which is a really cool Atari system. And I'm going to select that. It uploads my thumbnail. There it is. If I have a digital product, say a PDF or MP3 file or any kind of digital media, I can upload this and attach it to the product. It could be anything. It could be a picture of me. Anyway, so I'm going to add a new product, and at that point I'm going to see it on my dashboard. I've got my product, the thumbnail. I can go back and edit it if I want to, and so on and so forth. The more products you put, the longer this list gets. Pretty simple stuff. So if I go back to my site and I go to the products page, you're going to see a default product view. You've got the title, you've got my description, I've got my variations. If I choose white, you're going to see the price change to $20. If I choose red, you're going to see it change to $30. I've got a quantity. Say I want two of those. I want to look at the product first. I'm going to do that. Much like shop, I get the thick box preview. And so I have my two. I'm going to add to cart. It's going to give me an option to go to checkout or continue shopping. I want to go to checkout. And at this point, it's going to show me my product, how many I've got, total price, tax, and enter in all my details, and I pay. Again, it's got, out of the box, it supports PayPal, Google Checkout, a manual payment option, which a lot of people use for if they take, say, checks or money orders, or if they don't, if they want to process the payment offline, and they don't want to do it online, they just collect the information and do the payment later. It does offer a gold module you can purchase. It's $40, and that includes the capability to have additional images. Instead of just one image per product, you can have additional images. It offers more payment gateways like Authorize.net, DPS, I think it's SagePay now, it used to be called Protex, eWay, and some other payment gateways. But pretty much out of the box, this is WP eCommerce. It bolts onto your WordPress installation, and we'll go ahead and do a question. Yes.
You said you had already set up your shopping cart. How did you set up the shopping cart?
Well, I installed the plugin.
Okay, so
it's a plug-in. It is a
plug-in.
All right.
Is there any particular one in particular, or is it just shopping cart?
What do you mean?
Are there different kinds of shopping cart plugins? Well, there's
Shop. There's WP eCommerce. There's a few other ones in the repository, I believe. But we're going to talk about this one.
can we use the mic, please? We are recording these. So.
I'm sorry.
I'm working on an e-commerce site, actually, and I'm trying to use this plugin. Actually, the other person I'm doing it with is doing the work, but there seems to be an obstacle. Like, I want to sell stuff that's my product, and she wants to sell stuff that's her product on the same blog, and there's like a sticking point between Google Checkout and PayPal.
Right. Google Checkout and PayPal, on WP e-commerce, I won't beat around the bush. They're not friends. That is something we're working on. Not we're working on. I don't do the development, but much like your friends building websites, my guys are doing the development. But it is a known issue. right. It's not. Technically, they should work together. But again, they don't, the way Google Checkout works and has to submit information, and the way PayPal works and submits information, they do not get along. It's a whole lot of this. But we are aware of the problem, and we're working on it. So that's as good of an answer as I can give you right now. So, cool, thank you. Any other questions before I go somewhere else? And, what happened to my...
I was just wondering about recurring payments. Did you just add that in that phrase?
Recurring payments are based on the payment gateway that you're using. For example, authorize.net will allow that. So if you're using authorize.net, then recurring payments is not a big deal. If you're using, for example, some other payment gateway that doesn't allow it, then no. So it's based on the payment gateway that you're using. I've got to figure out what's going on with the monitor. Can someone, Jake? I don't know. Something happened. It went to sleep and everything went to bed. I don't know. It's, please help. Question?
I got a question.
Well, I'm yes.
I should have asked the question both ways. What would you say is your best-selling feature over Shop?
Me? No. Honestly, nothing against Shop. I think Shop's a solid plug-in, and I'll say it all day long. But the honest answer, I think, is probably the fact that it's free. And not to say that it's better, and not to say that Shop's not good because it does cost. I understand a lot of stuff goes into development and time, and just like for Studio Press, you charge for your time, and I completely understand that. But the honest answer why maybe more people have WP e-commerce at this point, A, it's been around a lot longer, and B, it's in a repository. It's much more noticeable at this point. Did we get, that's good enough. Keep it from going to sleep. Okay, can I go forward just a couple more steps? Are we good? Okay, cool. So there's the shopping carts. That's how it looks. That's how it works. And I was also instructed to show some cool sites that use the shopping cart. So what we're going to do is look at some sites that use the shopping cart. Let's see. And they're not going to look anything like what I showed you. And that's the point. Kind of like what Jonathan mentioned. Being built to be rebuilt or whatever, kind of the same story. So this is the first site that I'm going to look at, Surf City Shops. It's in the UK. I don't have as much history on the sites as Jonathan did, so we're not going to get into all that. But let me move my... Wow, that's wide.
How's the surfing in London?
Apparently all right. I don't know. Let's see if we can get this on the screen. You guys see that okay?
Yeah.
Does it look all right? Anyway, cool site. They've got, this one, for example, they've got their categories and stuff down the sidebar using the widgets that are available. So let's see, for example, we'll say we click on decks. The way that they're going to display the products are going to be a little bit different than you saw on the default installation. They're using the grid view. Shows a picture, title, price, and we have more details we can click on. Gives us a probably a larger picture with some information, has a rating system built in, and again, the thick box that's built in, we do this, we get a larger picture of the image, and we don't want that. Click here, we're going to add to carts. I don't know if they have the automatic, yes. Item's been added. Again, you have an option to continue shopping or go to checkout. We'll go to checkout. They probably modified their checkout page somewhat, I'm assuming.
Could you point out what's off the shelf and what's been modified? Is that possible?
Let's say it again.
Can you point out like what's off?
Can you please point out what is off the shelf?
Like out of the box and what's been modified?
Out of the box versus what's been modified.
Okay, sure. The question was what on this site is out of the box and what has been modified? So I'm going to go back to the home page. And I'm going to click on, I think Dex is where I was at. So out of the box, we get a product page that looks similar to this guy, okay? This is out of the box. This obviously is not. This is using a feature that's part of the Gold module. It's an add-on. It's $40, and it's called Grid View, which lets you display the products in a grid-type fashion. So pretty much that's all they're using right here is the Grid View. They've edited the CSS somewhat. To show how the description and the price are shown. because out of the box, that's just kind of white, no background, no border, anything like that. So they've changed that somewhat. The next page, I don't think they've changed anything at all. No, this is standard out of the box. They are using, as you can see, the gold module gives them an additional image where they could use, you know, put 1, 2, 3, 4 images, however many they wanted. So the product page has not been changed at all.
Is the
rating
out of the box?
Yes. And then I've added it again, so now we're going to buy two of those. Because you need two surfboards in London, I guess. I don't know. This page is kind of out of the box. Everything above total price is out of the box. Everything below it, like this information right here, this is out of the box. What they've done is they've gone to CSS and they've added a background color to that area. And then they've separated it out and added another column down the side. So that's been modified. But past that, everything else is out of the box. So that's that site. I've got several more, so we're not going to stay on any one site too awful long. The next in line is International Fleeces. I think this has the big, yeah, there's the big sheet. This is using a theme called Crafty Cart. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of that. It was built specifically for WP e-commerce, and they have modified the theme quite a bit. But again, we're just going to look very quickly. They got the categories on the side using a widget, pages across the top. And they're also taking advantage of the grid view module. This is kind of how it looks out of the box. Instead of the borders and all that stuff around it, you get a picture, title, description, and they've edited the view product area. That is something in the back end you can select where it says more details, and it just gives you a text link that says more details. They changed that link to an image, and basically that just links you off to the main products page. And again, this page has not been modified except for this area right here that has the little table, and they've just dumped in, looks like some HTML table there. Everything else is the same. They've changed their Add to Cart button to match the more details button you saw on the previous screen. And again, if we go here, then we've got our shopping cart updates. Shows you what you put in your cart and gives you a link to go to the checkout page. This checkout page has not been modified much, it looks like, except for the buttons. They've changed the buttons to match the rest of the site. They've added some text above the shipping area. And everything else is standard. And they've added some text at the bottom. Talk about their secure website. Next in line is Seek and Destroy Clothing. This is a really cool site. I think they changed their main products on the homepage, so it should not be offensive today. And not really offensive, but anyway. This is a really cool site. They've basically taken everything they could about the plugin and completely turned it upside down, along with the WordPress installation, and made a really cool site. Up here we see we've got our cart total. We've got a place to go to check out. There's the shirts. I didn't do that on purpose. So anyway, the site, they've got this large image. They're taking advantage of the grid view module. Again, they modified that where when you roll over it, you have different colors to show up, the outline. When we go to the product page itself, you get a larger image. And they haven't modified this a lot, except they changed the Add to Cart button. They made it quite large, and you get a rollover effect when you do that. You've got your additional images. Down here, they've edited the CSS to, when you roll over, it changes colors. And actually, I guess I quit that because it says the items added to the cart. And if I go up now, I'll see my cart total is updated, and I can go to checkout. And they've edited their checkout page. They basically took the checkout page and split it in half. You've got your product, your total amount on the left, and all your user information on the right. It's basically the same checkout page you see on every other site that I've shown you, but they've pretty much just split it down the middle. So that's that site. And next, I know this is very exciting, but this is a really cool site, maybe one of my favorite ones. I actually helped with this site design. It was a monster, but paid off very well. It's a very, very nice site. It looks nothing like WP e-commerce, and unless you went digging in code, you wouldn't even know that it was using it. They sell jewelry, obviously. You've got collections on the homepage, which would basically be categories. They're also using the widget to show not categories on the side, but they're showing materials, which can be used when you create categories, you can create, there's a way to, there's a brand area, like you can put in different brands. You can also create new ones if you want. So they've created a new one called materials, like beads, coins, feathers. So any product that's associated with any of those, they can tag when they create that product. But anyway, let's go to, we'll go to this category and take a look. They're also taking advantage of the grid view module. And here's their products laid out. It's a very simple layout. It doesn't show price or description. It just shows you a picture and the name. It makes you want to click on it. You click on it, and they've got a larger image. They've got they did some nice CSS to show a shadow under the picture. They got their additional images, and their add to cart button, which says I want this, which is awesome. So we click that because we do want that, and we get our confirmation. This time I'm going to say continue shopping because they actually have a shopping cart in their sidebar, and this is default kind of out of the box sidebar shopping cart. They've edited the colors on the buttons, but past that, that's it. And if we go to checkout. Checkout is pretty much not been bothered a whole lot, except that they've broken it out into sections. As far as the information, it's all there, and they haven't done a whole lot to it, except they have the PayPal button somewhere down the bottom. But again, very nice site. And I think we're almost done with this part of it. Let's see. This is another one. And again, we're going to go look at goods. I believe this is where the products are at. And they're using, again, GridView. It's a popular choice. So we're going to select this. We're going to see some products. Did I click it? Okay. What they've done here, and it's really cool, and this is a feature that's about to be released with WP eCommerce. When we have our additional images, if we roll over the second image, it trades out, or actually we have to click it, I think. It trades out the larger image. Instead of getting a pop-up to Thickbox, we just trade out the larger image. When I click on the thumbnail, it trades out the larger. And again, they're using variations. They changed their add to cart button, but this hasn't been modified much except for the fact that they've changed the code to make these buttons, to make the thumbnail images load up in the larger window, which again is going to be a feature that's going to be released with the core WP e-commerce products in the coming months. I don't have an exact date on that. But again, we do add to bag, and they've added a nice little script up here. If we see, I'm going to go back, sorry. They've taken the shopping cart widget, which the shopping cart widget has all the information you want in it. But instead of laying it out in the sidebar as a great big long big box, they took some of that code and put it up in the header. So right now it says $0 and your shopping bag is empty. And when we add a product to that, that code updates and shows us our total amount and gives us a link to the shopping cart, which is very simple but effective. So now it's $28 and I'm going to go check out. And so again, the checkout page has not been modified much. They got a lot of shipping options here, but as far as the page itself has not been modified. All these boxes you can put in the back end, through the checkout, you can add new boxes, add new fields, add new text areas, things of that nature. I think I've got just one more. I've got two more. I'm going to skip that one.
At least you start wrapping up.
All right.
Do one more.
IconDoc is a really cool site. They sell icons. And they're taking advantage of, it's called the drop shop module, and normally it appears across the bottom of your screen where you drag and drop your cart, or you drag and drop your items into it. They've dumped it over onto the side. So say, for example, I want this product, I just drag it over to the area. It adds it to my cart, I get a total, and I get a checkout. Also, the plus sign on all these products also add it to the cart, so I can do that, and it's also going to add it to the cart. If I don't want it in the cart anymore, I want to get rid of it, the X obviously is going to do what you think it's going to do and get rid of it. But again, cool site. It's called IconDoc. It's icondoc.com. If you want to go look at it. That was a tongue twister and almost got ugly. Anyway, so check out. They haven't done a whole lot. This is very simple. Because it's digital goods, they don't need to collect shipping information and things like that. It's just name, email, pay us, and we'll see you later. So basically, that's it. That's WP e-commerce in a nutshell. Like any other, well, not like any other, but like Jonathan was mentioning with this plugin, it's made to be scalable, it's made to be modified. Most people did not use it out of the box and leave it as is. But anyway, that's, I guess, it. Again, if anybody cares, which I'm sure you don't, I'm paying. So that's it, I guess. Cool. Are we done?
Yeah, that's for me. I'm hanging around.